do have some breaking news that we want to bring you around, and we're going to go to a picture, a live picture from New York City. Apparently, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York, 852. We have limited information at this point. We don't know about injuries in the building or people on the ground, but obviously this has potential for being a major disaster here. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
It's incredible pictures right there.
Right, and we should point out, of course, that the World Trade Center was the target of that bombing several years ago, so this is an area that has had its share of problems. We don't know yet whether this was an accident, some sort of planned incident. We just want to show you this picture here, and we are trying to get some information about exactly what happened. We don't know.
Now we're seeing some other pictures from lower Manhattan, the Wall Street area around the towers.
Right, and as you pointed out in the closer shot, you could see the flames there. Let's again, we listen in to see what this woman is saying here for a second.
It was inside.
Because it looked out, everything was coming out.
Everything
all the windows were coming out, all the papers were
What is on the sidewalk?
I didn't see anything.
Were there any people hurt, do you know?
Ran, and everyone in the path train just ran. I don't know if anyone was hurt, but I assume they were because the windows were all blown out.
All right, thank you.
Ollie, you would have to assume a very, very terrible situation if that indeed is the case, because I'm sure there were people.
So again, they were talking about the windows there of that building. We can see flames there, and we should point out right there, there are offices in that building. This is a very busy area there in New York City, many businesses. So this really is an incredible scene.
A very key observation there by the person who was making speaking there to the local reporter, saying everything was coming out.
Hello?
Of course,
Rosa?
Obviously,
yes.
At this stage of the game, we have described this as the possibility of some sort of aircraft crashing, and you see the evidence of it right there. And there is, of course, a lot of concern as to what may have happened, whether this could have been something natural, something planned, something criminal, or something accidental. We don't want to lead into any speculation right now, but no doubt those types of interviews will be coming in and very important to determine just what happened. But as you can also see there, Mark, relative to any sort of plane crash, it is a clear and looks like a pretty decent day. We're checking with Tom just a second, but Tom doesn't look like there's any obstruction at all in the air over there in New York.
Right, it certainly would not appear. It looks a little gray, but not fog shrouding the top of the building, so that apparently would not have been a factor there. We're also told there may be some sort of a pad on top of the building, but of course that would probably be a helipad, not a place where a plane.
At one point they used to, there may have been help.
Can you tell us?
Let's listen in from some local cover from WNYW.
It's like a plane that board on to go,
So this wasn't just a small Piper cup or something that gone the wrong way. And of course, the weather, I take it, where you are is just about picture perfect.
Picture perfect, yes. It's very clear outside.
So there would be the suspicion then that anybody who would drive a plane smack into the middle of the World Trade Center would have done it on purpose.
It would seem that either that or they lost control, but I can't see something like that. I mean, it was running through the building, so it was coming low. Because if I were to see a plane that was going high, it's all right, but this was coming low. It's very visible.
All right, Rosa, thank you very much. Talking with eyewitness Rosa Cardona Rivera on the 14th floor of a building very close to the World Trade Center in lower Manhattan. And once again, Dick Oliver was on the scene down at City Hall reporting to us. However, our transmitter is located on top of the World Trade Center building, so that apparently caused our picture from that that remote to just go out on us.
But once again, yes?
I can imagine what the people there must be going through given what happened there a decade ago.
Mm. And of course, they would have to, under ordinary circumstances, have filed some sort of a flight plan. Mm. If it were a plane, according to the lady we spoke to, eyewitness just a few moments ago, she did see a plane go in there.
We've got something coming across the wire here, James, but actually it's nothing more than what you've already been reporting. Witnesses report hearing a huge explosion.
Yeah, well, we're looking at, there's no doubt there was a huge explosion and fire, lots of black smoke coming from that building.
Jim? One second, Dave. I'm told we have a witness named Jim on the phone. My witness, Jim, are you there?
Yes.
Jim, what's your last name, Jim?
Last name Friedel.
Jim, tell us what you saw, if you would.
Well, I was looking out the window, and normally you'll see planes kind of flying low over the Hudson, but this is a large plane. It's something like a 727, and it was banking, and the only reason I kind of looked at it is because I thought it was rather low, banking very hard, and then it just drove right through the World Trade Center tower.
What's your vantage point there, Jim?
I'm actually across the Hudson in Hoboken, but I have a clear view right of the World Trade Towers.
Now, it did seem to you that it was done on purpose?
You know, I don't know if I can say that, but it was a very odd type of turn. It was headed directly at the building. So whether that was on purpose or not, I can't tell. I don't know if he was trying to avoid or they were headed for it.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. I've been talking to Jim Friedel, eyewitness who witnessed the crash from Hoboken. Thank you, Jim, very much for giving us what you saw and heard. Just a few minutes ago, apparently a large plane, according to that eyewitness Jim Friedel, vantage point from Hoboken, that as you look at the picture from our chopper now arriving at the scene, Jim Friedel in Hoboken, said it appeared to bank sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposely, into... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
There's another one.
Oh,
my goodness. There's another one.
It seems to be on purpose.
Oh, my goodness. Now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. I think we have a terrorist act of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. A second plane now has crashed into the other tower of the World Trade Center. Obviously, suicide, terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. What we have been fearing for the longest time here apparently has come to pass. A disastrous terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, both towers, planes smashing into each one. I understand we've reestablished contact with Dick Oliver. Dick is on the phone. Yeah, Dick.
Just a moment ago, another vehicle was some kind of aircraft crashed into the World Trade Center. This is no accident. This is no bomb from inside. This is, as you put it, a terrorist attack. There's no two ways about it.